Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's your girl, Danielle.
And Brooke, we are back. What's up?
It is a wacky Wednesday.
That's what we just said. It's the wackiest of Wednesdays because of everything that's going on in the world. But Gals on the Go will prevail. We still will be out here every Wednesday with a new ep, no matter what happens.
We are currently practicing amazing social distancing by FaceTiming and podcasting.
This is the most amazing social distancing. We've actually been practicing this level of social distancing for months, but we...
So it's whatever. And guys, we're not trying to like... We're just trying to make light of it all right now. It's just a crazy time in the world. And we know that, you know, by having Gals on the Go still every week, I think it'll be a nice distraction for people. And we love you guys so much.
Yes, we love you guys. And I think that's what I was just talking about with you, Danielle. I was like, it brings normalcy and like some element of routine to like not only us, but everybody by still, you know, having the show and like the show must go on. And hopefully if you guys could, you know, get a little distracted or just, you know, be in your work from home, whatever the heck your situation is right now. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I think we're due for some just like general updates before we get there. What do you think?
Yes, I think the biggest matter, the elephant in the room, is the Gals on the Go live show in Atlanta.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of questions about that. And well, I think it's quite literally illegal to have that right
now. I think at this point, like, it's pretty much assumed that the Gals on the Go show won't be happening on March 28th.
Yes, so we did a lot of communication, I guess, with the venue and with everybody. And honestly, like about a week ago, we came to the decision that we needed to postpone the event. But then we talked to the Podcast One team and everything. So what's happening is, if you bought a ticket, check your email. Eventbrite is going to refund all of the tickets because we're going to we didn't set a new date for the show yet. I think that's the next question. You know, when's the show? Honestly, we don't know. We're going to wait. Give this whole situation some more time, and then we will put a new date out, and then new tickets will be available. So it's kind of confusing, but that's the gist of it.
Yes, and we just want to say, seriously, thank you guys so much for selling out that show. Like, that was the coolest thing for us.
So cool.
Like, thank you guys. And we are so sorry that this all has to happen, but we understand that there's going to be a lot of people that may not be able to come to our next date. So in all fairness, and just to make sure, you know, everyone gets their money back and everything, we're just going to do a little reset so that, when we announce the new date, maybe some new people can come and maybe some others can't, but we'll be constantly doing more shows in the future once all this craziness settles down. But thank you guys so much.
Yes, it's thank you is truly the words. And it sold out so quickly, and it just showed the Gals on the Go fam. And we were so excited for it and stuff. And of course, this craziness, like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's been a time. And we'll obviously talk more about that in a second. But we just wanted to get that out of the way. We will be posting like a formal announcement on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. Definitely follow that for all things Gals on the Go. We're always announcing things. And so as soon as we figure out our next date, we will tell you guys. It's going to be a minute just because we're waiting to see. I think everyone's just kind of in this kind of time right now where we don't know. We're literally taking each day by day.
And I feel like every day, I know that this might seem dramatic, but like every day gets worse, like at least right now, the pattern that we're in. So it's like, you know, a few days ago, it was like, oh, this will all blow over in 2 weeks. And now it's like, no, like bars and restaurants in Boston are shut down until April 17th. That's over a month away when we're recording this. Like, this is nuts. So we don't want to put a date on it and then have that date go astray or whatever. So like, this is what's best.
Yeah. So you guys know that's just something that we have to do. If we literally held this event, no one would come. Let's be real. And like soon, I think they're going to probably ban social gatherings as a whole. So, we're really sad about it, but obviously it's something that has to be done, and it's just going to make whenever we do it even better. And we're so excited.
We are very excited. So stay tuned on that. And then we're just doing like the housekeeping stuff first, and then we're going to hop into obviously the heavier topics here. But we also wanted to talk about merch, because while everybody's cooped up at home, you could still shop our merch.
I know. Don't text is such an anthem to have right now, like social distancing. Don't text, like, honestly, like, get your hoodies now.
It is. And speaking of hoodies, this is, we don't really know if it's our, I am under the assumption that this is gonna be the last restock for a while of the nude hoodies.
Yeah, I'd say so. So we were kind of already planning on that, and then this all just
kind of happened. So you got to snag your nude hoodies while you can. They are available. As of today, we restocked them. We've been doing like incremental restocks of them, and you guys blow it out of the water in like the day of, they sell out every freaking time, at which we are just so thankful. So check out the nude hoodies, but also the beanies are really it, especially for this time. If you're cozied up at home, Danielle, how obsessed are you?
I'm obsessed. I finally just got my package like with my beanie, and guys, I literally can't stop wearing it. It is so cute and so cozy, and it's like chilly outside. Even though we're like kind of inside, it's kind of like cozy vibes, like on the couch, like don't text. Like, you could take cute pictures in your room and still post on Instagram, you know, like it ain't stopping us there. And yeah, the gray beanies are really, really cute. They're honestly underrated. And yeah, and then the nude hoodie obviously is awesome. Brooke and I both have XLs, but they run long. So even if you got a large, like it's still like obviously really big.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're just so awesome. And we're so excited about the restock. So if you're in a shopping mood, definitely go check them out.
Yeah. shop.podcastone.com/gals, always linked in the show notes. Just had to do that little self promo because new merch, and it always sells out really quickly. And then I feel like people, I was telling Danielle this, like the last time we restocked, like people get off work, listen to the podcast, and then they're like, oh shoot, it's already sold out. So hopefully you guys are listening at the right time.
Yes, totally. And we probably post it on social media as well.
True.
So yeah, that's what we kind of wanted to get out of the way. But as of now, we'll still be posting episodes mm-hmm. every Wednesday for you guys. Definitely, if you guys are in the Gals on the Go Facebook group, or if you want to DM us, if there's certain things you guys want us to talk about right now, I think that would be really helpful for Brooke and I, because we're usually, you know, Gals on the Go. I personally am not really a gal on the go right now. There's not really much
exactly.
to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to do more of a gals on the couch situation.
More
my
friends
vibe. Always say
more
that. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So, you know, so if there's certain topics you guys want us to talk about, deeper topics or just things to do at home, you know, we're going to be kind of talking about that today though. Please talk to us. You know, we want to create content that you guys want to see right now.
I would definitely hear. Yeah, you want to listen to. Definitely agree. And I think this is such, like we said, like just such a weird time for everyone. And it's weird on social media. Do you post about the virus and everything that's going on, or do you post stuff non-related to hopefully serve as a distraction? And I think we kind of want to like cross over and do a little bit of both, because obviously mm-hmm. it's something that we should all be aware of and all be doing our part. Social distancing, I know it's like trendy and like funny to be like, haha, we're social distancing. But like actually, you literally will save lives if you're doing this, and it's not that hard to practice. Just stay indoors, you know. I don't know,
totally,
if you have the opportunity to. I know people's like works and things like that, so we want to say a special thank you obviously during this crazy time to the doctors, nurses, police, first responders, military, but then also retail workers. Danielle suggested the mailmen and women.
Yes,
incredible.
They're grinding right now, you guys.
And grocery employees, everything that's, you know, still open. I know that it's kind of like there are businesses that still have to be open. If you work at a grocery store, like you still have to work there. You know, everyone's like fleeing to the grocery stores right now, and the shelves are cleared. You know, you have to get there right as it opens. That's what my dad does. It's insane.
Yeah, we are beyond thankful for, if any of you are working at those places, seriously, thank you so much for your service. Honestly, like this is what's keeping us all, you know, going. Like we need food, we need water, we need, you know, I guess packages are still being shipped. That's still kind of like a mystery to me, but we're still so thankful for that. And, you know, nothing goes unnoticed. And I think once all of this eventually blows over, we're all just going to be so grateful. Something that, our manager of our spin studio said, cause we're closing, now, was that the reason this is all happening is because there are very important people, very educated people, like the best people that could possibly be taking care of this, you know, trying to keep us safe right now.
Totally.
And that is what I have to remind myself, because it's like, no one's doing this to make absolutely anybody miserable. This is for the greater good of everybody. And so this doesn't get any worse than it is now. And by all of us taking part, it could potentially, you know, as they're saying, they're trying to flatten the curve right now of what's happening and decrease the peak or whatever it may be. So that's what I remember, is just, this is for the greater good. This is just them keeping us safe.
100%. I mean, I'm sure you guys are tuned into the news, and some people, I totally get it. I was just watching the news for like an hour, and I was honestly getting anxious watching it, because it's like, it really is scary, and it's like you want something to distract yourself, but do stay aware, you know, everybody knows, wash your hands, do all that stuff. But if we could all just do our little part to flatten this curve and get over it as soon as we can, but it's affecting everybody. I mean, Danielle, school, which is nuts.
Yeah, I guess I'll tell you guys that. Some people have been asking me, I've said it like in Instagram captions and stuff, but as of we're recording this, that we're recording on Monday, this episode's going up on Wednesday. So, you know, this could all change. This, I think we're hearing today, on today, Monday. But as of now, starting today, Monday, we don't have class. Classes are suspended for 2 weeks until March 27th. So, like, we don't even have online classes. And then after that, they were going to reevaluate. I think today is the day that we're going to be hearing if, you know, online classes for 2 weeks after, or if they're doing to the rest of the semester. We are very unsure. I also to our thank you list, think we should add professors and school administrators.
True. Yes.
They are, I mean, I don't even know what it's like. Like, I feel so bad for some of the professors that might be a little bit older that don't really know how to do an online class. Like, they're literally
I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh.
To create all new curriculums online and
new material. That's like a lot of work if you're used to, you know, having the same curriculum for 20 years or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Freddie's school, Furman, they don't even have an online platform to do. Like UGA, you know, has online classes available. Uh-huh. I've taken them. You took them. And yeah. Like, so they're like kind of ready, but some schools, they are having to create all new platforms to even like do this.
It's so wild. I mean, this is obviously the necessary precautions. My brother is in high school and he's out of school for 2 weeks. Sports, obviously, everything like that. You know, it's his, I don't mean to be like, it's personal, but you know, it affects everybody in their own way. Like, he's a senior in high school and like his lacrosse season's like affected from it. It's sad. Yeah.
My heart goes out to anyone that's a senior in high school or college.
College.
Like, so,
the graduations that are canceled. It's heartbreaking. And I know that's like such a first world problem that people are like, I have it so much worse. You know, I have XYZ canceled, or like I lost a loved one or whatever, which is so tragic. But these are huge monumental points of people's lives that they're having to compromise because of something that's uncontrollable at this point. So it's crazy.
It's so crazy. My friend just texted. She goes to University of Arizona and their graduation just got canceled.
Oh my God.
I mean, she's our age. She's a junior and it makes me so thankful. Like, I get so sad. And then I'm like, I mean, it could be worse. Like, everyone's dealing with like something that is really affecting them. And I am very thankful that it's not my senior year. I'm thankful it's not your senior year. Like,
yeah.
I seriously, like, for our friend Margo, like, she goes to Syracuse and she just posted a video about it. It's heartbreaking. It's so sad. It's like a weird time. But something that I always remember is just like, we're all going through it. Like, there's no,
yes.
The good thing is there's not really much FOMO to be had right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's like a good thing in a way. I think
there is none. I think I have to emphasize that I saw a lot of, and I know that it gets worse every day, Brooke, like whatever, but and I would hope that the gals and the guys on the go that are listening to this are not like that, but please listen to what they're saying. Like, honestly, I see people at Darty's and parties and in these large groups or even going to bars and stuff like that. Please just don't, like, for the common good of like everybody else, like, you're honestly just negatively affecting other people. And it's not cool. It's not funny to be like, haha, coronavirus party. Like, I'm sorry. I know that I sound like a
not
mom.
At all.
It's not funny. Like, the joke's over. This is serious. Look at how it's affecting our world already, let alone we don't know how it's going to be in 2 weeks. So just take this stuff seriously, guys.
I completely agree. I think there's a fine line between still enjoying your life and being careless and irresponsible. And right now it's very serious. I think even a couple days ago, like, it changes every day.
It changes every
day. I'd say like 5 days ago, you guys saw I posted, I went to a coffee shop. I didn't. You know, at the time it wasn't. And as soon as I personally realized how serious it was, I've been taking it seriously.
It is. But then it's so sad for these local businesses. So, like, I know my family, I know not everybody does this, but this is just like what my dad does. He's really big on like keeping the community engaged. So we've been doing takeout every single night. That's like our dinner. We do like a different restaurant in town, like restaurants that we've literally never ordered takeout from, like sit down restaurants.
That's cute.
But it's cool because it's, you know, I feel so bad for these local businesses. And I saw something in the Facebook group about, you know, restaurant employees or bar employees that they can't work until then April 17th, if you're a hostess or something. or whenever this is all over, and it's so insane. So just, I don't even know how to say it. Like, thoughts and prayers. That's really all that we can do at this time, is just try to do our part.
100%. And something also I just have to say, because, you know, with social distancing and this whole self-isolation thing, you know, we still have to stay connected emotionally. I think we will all go crazy. And it gives me the chills just even thinking about it. It is, FaceTime is a thing. Brooke and I are FaceTiming right now. You know, obviously we're all at our homes. We still have family members we live with. Obviously, keep your distance. Like, don't be like super touchy with people right now. But it is so important to still sit on the couch and drink coffee with your dad or whatever it may be. I mean, still enjoy your time with the people that you are around, or just call people. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen some things in the news, and it's just, I feel like some people are getting very angsty right now, and it's natural. It's a freaky time, but we all need to still love each other and not like pit ourselves against each other.
Yeah. It's actually been crazy. I know, with like I said, the shelves like being cleared and like the hoarding and just how people are taking this and being so selfish. And honestly, just, you know, play your part, and think about how your actions affect others. You know, if you're going to a grocery store and clearing the shelf of all of the paper towels, what about like the elderly man who's coming in after you and like doesn't have a single paper towel and like just needs one pack of them? You're being selfish. I'm sorry. Not that I'm like yelling at any of you guys. It's just like, I could get so fired up about this. Like, we all need to be team players here. So do your part.
I know. It's weird. And it's so crazy. Like, I mean, it is probably I have not stopped thinking about it. Every conversation you have with someone seems to be about this. And it's just crazy. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just like, it's literally all anyone can talk about or think about. It's like so weird. Like, it's literally like every other thought in my head is about it.
It definitely is. I mean, how could it not be? Because it's affected all of our lives so extremely, like just complete shift. And I feel like just even... it's impossible to predict, but even after all this is over, don't you feel like the world's kind of going to be permanently like thinking about it forever? Like, I feel like just the sanitation element of life is going to be so different now.
People aren't going to like shake hands as much.
Did you see the leg kick thing? That's like the popular thing now. You like kick legs. It's so funny.
Oh, I didn't. My dad's been going around doing elbows.
That too. Yeah. Or you basically do like the first two steps to the oh na 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 dance. My dad said he saw that on the news. It's like you go like oh na na na, oh na na na, but that's it. Like, you
just, that's really funny.
Kick legs. It's not funny, but it's fun. I think that's also the way that Katie Bilotti said this on her podcast. I don't know if you listen. She said like the way our generation deals with it is through humor. And that is so true. Yeah. Like, we make memes, and it's not because we're insensitive. It's just because that's how we process it, versus other generations are like whatever. So it's not that we're not, I don't know. I think it's fine to take it in your own way, but I think you guys get it. We've preached it enough. Should we get into our highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, let's do it.
Shake it up.
Highlights and lowlights.
So Brooke and I chatted about this before. Lowlights, I mean,
we just said it.
It's just, we just did our lowlights. I don't even want to, like, I mean, it's just, my lowlight, to be specific about it all, I guess, is literally every morning I wake up for like 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, I slept so well, you know, and then instant pit in my stomach. Ugh. Like, all day. It's gotten better. It was really bad this weekend. Like, I couldn't. I was having breakdowns, whatever. I was getting very anxious, and it's going away, but it is still, I feel like we're all just like constantly in fear, constantly worried, and it's just kind of hard to like not think about it, I guess, is my low light.
It is. Yeah. And I think that's where like the whole distraction element comes in. And I, you know, we're going to talk about other things that you can do to stay busy or find a new hobby or something like that. Maybe through all this, find some sort of positivity. But yeah, it's that's my little light too. It's just that the world is scary. I mean, you have to find the good in it. It's so sick. But like, for me, like the positive of it is that I'm home now. I'm on Long Island with my family. It's time that I wouldn't be spending necessarily with my family, but that's all that you really can do, right? What else can you do to get through it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about it like, I mean, right before spring break, I was so overwhelmed, so stressed. I was constantly like stimulated. There was no relaxation. And in a way, I'm just kind of like, well, I think the world kind of needed a big pause in this hustle culture, you know, not like this is how it should have happened. But in a way, when this all kind of settles down and we're all kind of getting more used to how we have to do things for a little bit, I think it's going to be really good for relaxing and for kind of calming people down. And I think we will see a shift in a lot of things, whether it's good or bad. So I'm just telling myself, Danielle, you literally can't have FOMO. You can't feel guilty for being a gal on the go, for not being a gal on the go. Like, everyone is just chilling, watching movies, relaxing
completely. So there's nothing you can't unless you're hustling, I guess, in your bedroom, you know what I mean? There's not, and that's not to say that that's not work, and I know people have to work from home and stuff, and that's totally okay. We're all making adjustments to our daily schedule, I think, as a result of this, but it shouldn't be like a FOMO thing. There should be no FOMO, because unfortunately none of us can really feel FOMO right now. I don't know.
If you are feeling FOMO, those friends need to stop whatever they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I have declined social offerings, and you know, I think it's fine if you want to hang out. Like, that's the whole idea of the social distancing, is that you can hang out like small groups of people. You know, if like five friends want to see each other or whatever, because you don't want to isolate yourself completely, because you might go insane. I think it's just avoiding like those larger gatherings and like, you know, only doing it when you really have to. So it's just like in moderation. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, things could have changed by the time this episode goes up. I really don't know what's going to be going on, but in a way it's kind of nice, because it's brought, you know, a lot of people that I grew up with back home, and it's not like we're all going to have a big party or anything, but it's nice to know, you know, Caitlin's down the road, you know, like people are around and we're all just, you know, doing the best we can. Anyways, let's get to highlights. I can't do this.
I know. You go first.
I guess it still has to do with it. But I am very, very, very grateful that I am quote unquote stuck in Florida. It is, you know, it's really great to just be able to go in my backyard and soak up the sun, and I'm so beyond thankful for that, because it's definitely kept me going. I haven't been like going to public beaches or anything, but I've just been like sitting out in the backyard, and it has been so good. I mean, I think I'm gonna be like super tan after all this. Like, I don't even
you
know.
Look tan. You do look tan.
Thanks. Well, my face never gets tan. My face, it just doesn't happen. So that'll be my goal. But it has been nice, and kind of what I was saying earlier, I've just been forced to relax, and I've been like really having fun learning TikTok dances. So
I've been seeing that you've been a big TikToker.
I haven't posted many, but I kind of want to post more. I don't know. We'll see. What's your highlight?
Okay, mine is, because I guess it's been a minute since I caught up with everybody. It's just, I just had a really good last few weeks in general. And then I'm sad because it all like shifted because of all of this that happened. But a few weekends ago, I was out. I just had a really fun social weekend. And then this week, I went on a date this week before all this happened. And it was good. I mean, but now it sucks because I'm like in isolation on Long Island for like, freaking who knows how long is it going to be, a month? Like, I don't know how long it's going to be. So I just am reflecting on past times of joy, I feel like. And like you said, Danielle, you know, the privilege of, so I also decided to come home. If you guys follow me on social media or whatever, I live in Boston, but I live by myself, and it's very isolating as it is, let alone like with all of this happening. I definitely wouldn't want to be living there by myself. And everybody that I know of post-grad, if you have the ability to work from home, you are working from home. So pretty much everybody is at their original home, whether they're from New Jersey or New York, or some people are from California and they went back to California. You know, everyone's kind of returning to their respective homes. But I think we could see good in that, you know?
Yeah, I think it's really good you went home. I remember we were talking on the phone and you were like, I don't know if I should go home or not. And at the time it was like, oh, maybe you should, maybe like that might be too much. But like now I think it's so good that you went home when you did. It's crazy.
I know. And I feel like when we talked about it on Friday, when I spontaneously made the decision, it was kind of like, oh, like, do you have to? And I'm so glad I did. So I think it's all instincts too. And, you know, right place, right time.
Yeah, I agree completely. Whew, it's just, yeah, it's just going to be how it is. And we just have to make the best of it. Should we get into our current 100%. Favorites?
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So, I don't have like a specific product favorite. Honestly, Brooke and I were talking about it. Like, neither of us have really been wearing makeup.
I know, but it's been good for the skin though.
It's been great for the skin. The skin's thriving right now. And I really have it dressed up. So I have personally been loving music. I think it's so awesome that no matter what, music still exists. There's lots of music that has already been created for us to enjoy as we, you know, chill out these next few weeks. So I made a playlist on Spotify. I'm still working on it. I think there's only like 6 songs on it right now. But it's called Making the Best of It. And honestly, like it's that. A lot of things. Yeah, I'm still going to be adding more. But I went on like the top hits on Spotify because I was just like, let me see what like songs are like popular right now. I need new music. And every song was like a TikTok song, but like the full songs are like really good. So most of my playlist is those songs, but I'm going to like add more, but like, that song, Blueberry Faygo. I don't know. You guys would know if you heard it. Anyways, I'm just trying to like come up with some happy music. And just music in general has been really healing for me, I think.
I think that's great. And music, you're right. Music never truly does stop. And it always like is a mood booster or whatever. I like that, Danielle. New playlist. That's actually a really good. We could add it to our list of potential things you could do during this time if you're looking totally. For a way to kill time. Yeah. My favorite is a little unrelated. You guys know I love my Ollie sleep gummies. The ones from Sephora, ooh, though. Those yes, are the best ones. But this course, is
always.
So I recently, there was like a problem basically where they were out of stock for a while and then I ordered them and then they must have changed the formula. You know, when you taste something again, you're like, this doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't hitting the same. But I tried a new form of, I don't take them every night, but when I need a little more extra help, like sleeping or if I'm tossing and turning, I'll like wake up in the middle of the night and take them. Melatonin gummies, and these ones that I've been taking now are the Z-Quil gummies, and I sleep like a baby. It's been nice, you know. I came from Boston back here, and sometimes with the change of like, I don't know if you experience this when you go back to Florida or back to Athens, you know, like when you travel a little bit, like you're in a different environment, it's harder to sleep.
Totally. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So it's been nice to have those, just not every night, like I said, but they let me sleep through the night. And I also, sometimes when I take forms of melatonin, I get nightmares, and I don't get nightmares from these, so that's good.
Oh, good, because sometimes I do, or I'll just have very vivid dreams or yeah, like really weird ones.
Uh-huh. It's freaky.
Same if I eat chocolate before bed. That's like another thing.
That's a thing, though. I've definitely heard of that before.
Yeah, I don't know. It just happens. All right, cool. Happen. Well, so we're not going to do a goal for this week just because we're trying to relax more, and by having a goal, I think that'll just stress me out. And so we're going to get into kind of like the subject of this episode. I posted a video about it, but Brooke has some more ideas. I have some more ideas on things you can do while at home, you know, quarantined, if you will, or, you know, just when you're just trying to help yourself social distance, whatever it may be. We have some ideas for you guys. Some of them are common sense, but I think it's a good reminder.
Definitely. Just things to do. And even if you're working from home and, you know, or not working from home, you're a student, you're off like you are, Danielle, or you're a student, but you're a student from home. Everyone, I feel like, has this weird sense of like just sitting around. I don't know how to explain it. Even my friends that still are working, it's almost like since everything else is shut down in the world, like you have more time in the weirdest way possible. So this is, you know,
so much time. It's so weird.
Yeah. So positive ways to occupy yourself without feeling like busy, but just things to do at home, I guess, ways to social distance, healthy ways to cope with all this. I like that whole message.
Totally. Yeah, so I'll start. Something that I've personally been doing, this I guess doesn't apply to everyone, but I thought I'd tell you guys, is I am a spin instructor. I'm not instructing spin for the next few weeks until I hear further. The studio has been closed. But I'm using this time to find new music. And this is something you don't have to do if you're a spin instructor. I mean, like I was saying before, one of my favorites is music. Like, go on SoundCloud, find some new fun remixes. Like, I'm going to stock the heck up on new music, new tunes to play for my family when we're at home or just to dance to. I'm probably going to dance a lot. I can see myself starting to, like, post dancing videos or something. I see it in my near future if I go crazy. But just finding new music, I think, is something really cool you can do.
I do like that. Like we said before, kind of going along with that whole idea of just like audio entertainment, because I feel like you could do it passively too. You know, if you're just relaxing or want to plug in some earphones and like social distance yourself from your family, stuff like that. I love Audible or finding new podcasts, just any form of like word entertainment. We have a whole episode, Danielle and I, on like things that inspire us. So if you guys want to go listen to that episode for podcasts that we both listen to, that might be good, or books or audiobooks. I think it's always great to retain some new information, and this could be, you know, you could do it educationally or you could do it non. It doesn't have to be like super intellectually, but I think it gives us some more free time to explore, maybe find that new podcast. Or if you listen to our show and you're looking for another one, like maybe this is some time to try something else out.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm gonna spring clean my room. I'll probably do a video on that.
Ooh, like, yeah,
deep clean your room and listen to an audiobook, a podcast. Use this time to learn a lot. I'm actually going to start listening to the BBC World News podcast. They've been posting like really informational stuff. I don't know. My manager sent it to me. just use this time to start learning things. And yeah, it's still so weird. I like that one a lot. My next one is for the fitness lovers, right now is a time I wish I had like a Peloton bike or something.
I know, we were just talking about this, the new SoulCycle bike.
Yeah, there's like bikes out right now. I'm like sad I don't have one, but I'm going to start using the workout apps. You know, we've had some sponsor the show before and they're freaking awesome. And I'm going to start doing workouts in the backyard. I think I'm just going to, I used to do that when I was younger. I used to post videos of like at home workouts. Obviously it's not ideal, but I think I'm going to go insane if I don't like stay in shape somehow. So, you know, look on Pinterest. There's so many workouts,
so many.
Do some squats, have some fun with it. Cause you have time and you really have no excuse. So, you know, something to do.
I like that a lot. Yeah. And if you can go for a walk, I know not everybody lives climate wise, or even if you could leave your house, whatever. But I saw, Danielle, that you have been getting out. My parents have been going for walks every morning just to get out in nature and just
totally
leave the house. Try to do that if you can. I noticed New York State is doing, it's so crazy because it's like we're all like socially like quarantined or whatever. But New York State, I just watched on the news, they're doing free park. Like, they're waiving all of the fees to enter national parks. So if you want to, I guess, like, go for a hike or something, you technically could. So get out in nature.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. I had that on my list. Like, going for hikes, being outside. I mean, I understand. I got some DMs saying from people that live in other countries, like, you're literally not supposed to leave your house. And I'm so sorry if that is your case. As of now in the U.S., that's not. Going in your backyard, going in your front yard, going to a park where you're not really touching people and you're not touching anything and you're just walking. Nature is so good to be in, especially like if you do live in like a warmer climate. My dad was telling me like heat, like germs. I don't want to say this incorrectly, but the germ particles don't like last as long in heat or something like that. So like in general, you know, get outside, be outside. Like obviously don't like go to a theme park. I mean, they're all closed anyways, but being outside in nature is so healing.
I like that. Yeah. And I know that not everybody, like it's cold here in New York. Like today is a cold day, but it just so happened like a few days ago, it was like 50 degrees. And you don't realize, I always was like 50 degrees and it's kind of chilly. It's like throw on a sweatshirt and like get outside. Like you'll be fine. So that's just my thought process on it. And the sunshine is so beautiful. It's so crazy. It feels like the world is like, you watch the news and it feels like the world's ending. But I look outside and I'm like, this is such a beautiful day. Isn't that such a weird contrast?
Yeah. Like you hear birds chirping and you're like, wait, everything's okay at the end of the day. Like, you know, it's weird.
Yeah. I think that's the weirdest part of it all, because we had something similar. Not, I'm not going to say similar, but when Hurricane Sandy hit up here, a similar time of school was closed. It was like a 2-week closure from school. I was like a freshman in high school or a sophomore or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the only thing that I could compare it to. But, you know, that was a literal natural disaster. It's like there were power lines down and trees down and you couldn't drive anywhere because the roads were all closed. So this is so different because, like I said, you look outside and it's like a sunny day and it's strange how nature doesn't match up with like what's going on. It's just, it's hard to process.
It's really hard to process. You're like, wait, it's so beautiful out. Like, I should be out in the world, but it's like, no, like, stay. It's really weird, but it's nice to look out your window and see that. It kind of, I don't know about you, but it gives me kind of hope. It makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's all in good way, which is why I feel like this next one for me kind of like counteracts what I'm going to say, though, because I do think it's really important to still be on like a natural rhythm with the sun and stuff. I know this weekend I let myself sleep in so late and I was like, I can't allow myself to let this virus, you know, let me sleep until 11 mm-hmm. o'clock and like stay up until 2 in the morning. Like, that's not a healthy sleep schedule to be on and whatever. But I will say that sometimes it's nice. Like this weekend, I spent a lot of time playing video games and just doing throwback things that I know bring me joy at this time. Like, you know, because it is such a weird time, like just throwing it back to what you know makes you happy and puts you in a better mood. And for me, I love, I know, and this is so crazy. Like, I've redownloaded The Sims. It took up like half my day, but it just brings, but it brings me joy, you know? I don't know how
and it keeps
it.
You inside. And no, I feel like there is no reason to have to justify any of that at all. Like, I
thank you.
I was like on TikTok for like 2 hours the other day and I was like, you know, whatever. I got so many good laughs in, you know?
Yeah. TikTok, I literally audibly laugh out loud and it makes you forget about everything, or you laugh about, you know, a funny joke or something and it just distracts you temporarily.
It's so funny too. Like, I found myself just like at home, like I wake up, I go drink some coffee, I sit on the couch for an hour, talk about everything that's happening.
Yeah, right.
And then I get up, I go to my room, I sit there for an hour. Like, I've just been sitting in different spots in my house.
That's actually it. It's like, where can I go place to place? And then I feel guilty if I like don't work out that day, because I'm like, the most movement that I got was like me walking, you know, maybe outside for 2 seconds and then back inside. Like,
yeah, I'm jealous of people who have at-home gyms right now. Well, my dad has one at his house, I think. Like, he has some machines. You do, right?
We do. We do. I know. We have a little privilege, so it's very nice. But, yeah, it's definitely lucky in that sense. But anyways, yeah, anything you could really do to stay inside. I am so excited. I know you're not a big Nintendo Switch gal, but Animal Crossing comes out on Friday. I am so excited. Woo! So that it's, like, perfect timing to
no, that's
be
funny, yeah.
One of those people. I know these things are all like really massive time consumers too, but if you're just, I mean, people are like you, Danielle, like they're just on school break for 2 weeks, which is crazy.
I know. I was like, wow, I'm fortunate that I don't even have to worry about online classes right now. At least, like, I don't know. I foresee Georgia. I don't, who knows though. But yeah, it's nice that I still just have 2 weeks of like nothing. Like, I can't even do school.
Yeah, and I think it's gonna it changes every day, like we said, state to state. But like, I know my friends who are in Atlanta like are working like normal today, but then they think like maybe later this week they won't be. So it's like it really does change every day. So who knows?
Yeah. My next one is to start a book. I'm really curious to see if I actually do this, because when I read, I actually am really enjoying it. But to sit down and open a book, it's so funny. I'm going to call myself out. I will sit down in my bed to read a book. I'll take a Snapchat or like an Instagram story, you know,
yeah,
of my
yeah.
book and be like reading finally. And then I'll read a couple pages and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I want to see if anyone saw that story. And then like I'll go on my phone and I'm like, wait, this – no. So I'm really hoping that I don't do that and I actually read, because like I think I still have like all the Twilight books at my house. Aww. And like that sounds so fun. Like, we'll be lucky if I get through one. But if there's a book you've been wanting to read, like you – especially if you're like me and you don't even have classes right now, I mean, read. You don't have textbooks to reading, so –
it's a nice way to pass the time, but I will say, and you don't really have any excuse not to. So yeah, I have some books beside my bed, that I've been trying to read as well. And I think that's like, yeah, you just have to find a book that you're passionate about. That's the hardest part about it right now. It's, you want to find one that you're into and that you like and stuff. That's always something good. I have reading on my list too, actually. I also just have, I know for a lot of people who are students or who are working maybe, but you're working from home now, so you don't have the commute time. Just, this is a great time. I've been getting so many, you might probably too, comments on your YouTube videos. Like, I haven't watched you in so many months, but I'm catching up finally because the virus is making me stay inside. Yeah. So catch up on, you know, your subscriptions on YouTube, or if you have a show you've been dying to watch on Netflix, like this is the time where you can do those things and not feel guilty about it and not beat yourself up, because you're actually helping society by staying indoors and doing these things, and no one should make you feel guilty for that.
Amen. I have so many podcasts I've been saving, and now it's just the perfect time to listen to them. I have so many. Like, I'm so excited. My room is going to be spotless. It's going to be so clean because I'm going to be listening to podcasts and spring cleaning, like clothes. Like, I'm talking, like, I'm just in the mood to, like, Clorox my desk, you know, just like random stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that too. That's actually a really good point. I want to clear out my spaces here and closets and stuff like that. I mean, you can make a lot of money. We always say, like, Poshmark, things like that. I just went to Buffalo Exchange and I made a ton of money. I don't know if it's open, but, like, good. Just put together bags for it. Take this time to.
Yeah, just put it aside.
Yeah, just to
like, I want to. Yeah.
I know Kate also posted about Buffalo Exchange. She inspired me. It's a really good place to sell back your clothes, though. Like, you make a lot.
Yeah, I heard it's better than Plato's Closet. Last time I went to Plato's Closet, I brought so much, and they
don't take much, right? They took like two things.
Yeah, no. ThredUp is also great too. You could buy or sell, so it's pretty great in that regard.
It's nice to make a little kickback.
Someone commented on my video and said that they're taking this time to redo their room and just like that's Ooh. So fun. Just like paint, you know, like just do whatever. I think that's like really fun if that's something you're wanting to do. Like, I don't really have any ambition to like redo my childhood room. Like, I'm just like, whatever. It's kind of, but I don't know. I think I am going to like really go through. I have so much old like makeup products that companies have sent me throughout the years. I know you do too. And like, sunglass, just like so much, and I feel like that is just like, this is some time that we're, you know, we should take advantage of in a way. Like,
it is, because honestly, this is going to be, I mean, hopefully this is the one point of our lives that it will ever be like everything's on pause, so you know, you have to take this time for yourself and do these little things and be with the ones you love and everything. But at the same time, it's like, I get it. Like, I've been around my family for a few days and I'm already like, all right, I got to social distance myself and like be alone for a little bit, because you know how it goes. I love you guys, but.
I feel sympathy. Like, I genuinely feel sympathy for, I don't want to like, I want to just say like guys, I mean, anyone that watches sports though, I mean, my boyfriend's going nuts. Like, we like, you walk by, like, if you turn on, like, Sports Network or, like, any of those, like, channels, literally they had, like, solitaire, someone playing cards on there. Like, there is no, literally, Ryan and his friends were talking about, like, let's watch an old baseball game and, like, bet on it. And, like, they're going nuts. Like, to be a guy right now, because March Madness was about to start, like, I mean, there's, like, worse things in the world, but I was just like, dang. And The Bachelorette, you know? They postponed filming. It's just like this is serious stuff right now, and it's just crazy. People are getting creative on how to entertain themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely affecting every point of life. It's like the only channel that's basically live. Well, QVC, so go watch. Support my mother, please. But and then the news, which is just sad. So it's like, what, you know what I mean?
I know, but I'm also like in this weird like, oh, like, yeah, I could online shop. But also, like, I have nowhere to, like, wear any of those
That's
clothes.
It's impossible to predict. Like, it's hard for me to picture outfits right now because, and I know this is so selfish and I'm totally being selfish right now, but everything through my birthday, which is a month away, my birthday, which is I look forward to my birthday every year. That's something that I really look forward to.
I know. You like birthdays. Yeah, I do too.
I do. Big birthday gal, and everything's close. So I'm shopping for outfits at this point that are like a month, 2 months away, you know? So it's crazy. So that's why it's almost like you just have to work with what you have now. And clean what you have now. I've been seeing a lot of people are still doing the whole like work from home but still get ready and still put on makeup, and if that's more your
speed, I think that's great.
Do it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that on some days, like just get dressed. I mean, because if we film videos, like I put on makeup and stuff.
Oh, definitely. I've been feeling a weird lull of motivation, too. I don't know if that's a personal problem.
I was for a couple of days. I was like Snapchatting Brooke. I was like, Brooke, I'm so unmotivated. And now I kind of have like this little fire under my booty, just kind of like, I don't know. I posted that video of things to do while stuck at home and you guys responded so well. And everyone was just so thankful because I'm really just... What Brooke and I both are trying to do is just like make, you know, you feel as good as you can and just like bring light to it and keep some positivity around. So it's kind of inspired me to, I've gotten really creative, like thinking of ideas to, you know, videos to make to kind of keep inspired. One person I'm really excited to see what videos they post is Alicia Marie. I feel like she's going to be coming up with some cool content.
Oh yeah. She's so fire with the good video ideas, even while still being home. I've also been really enjoying our friend Remy Ashton just moved. So watching her moving content has been a highlight of my days. Truly. I just love
them. I can't wait to watch those.
They're so good. Her house is so beautiful. And just, I saw Morgan tweeted back to her, was like, can I quarantine in your house or something?
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny.
I would also
like, now's
that.
A great time to like be moved into a house and just have to organize.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Now's a great time to be doing something like that.
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, I just think about it. I like forget that it's we're doing all of this because of a virus, though. And I forget that some people are actually sick. Do you ever forget? Like when I think about it, I have to just step back and remember like, oh my gosh, there are people who are lying in hospital beds right now because they're ill with this. Because like it trips you out to think, you know, we're all self-quarantining. But it's like, oh, we're self-quarantining because some people are fighting this thing. Isn't that so weird? It's so crazy to me.
It's very weird, very crazy.
It's hard to think about. Yeah. We didn't even talk about selfishly also Coachella, our Coachella plans.
Yeah, that was announced, you know, that was one of the first big announcements, I feel like, of things getting postponed. That's a big one. I mean, I'm not trying to be selfish at all, but I did have two outfits ready. I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, it's just kind of crazy, like, not trying to be selfish at all, but, like, Coachella, we had a house, we had plane tickets, I had two outfits planned already, I was so proud, and now the new date is in October, you know, I'm happy, you know, there's a date to look forward to, but I'm kind of toying with back and forth if I can go or not. I kind of at first said no, and now I'm kind of like, oh, maybe I should still go, but now it's during the weekend of a big UGA football game against Auburn. And, you know, these are all just, like, little things to talk about, but obviously, yeah, it's a big deal, Coachella isn't happening, and along with a lot of other things, South by Southwest was supposed to be happening, I believe, this weekend. I'm not so sure. A lot of things. It's good. People are taking precaution. I think this is really going to help, like, a lot. But I just hope it helps sooner than later because this is weird. This is so weird.
I know. And I saw, it was funny. It was all funny. And like when we saw those memes in the beginning of like my summer, like with Corona, like of the people in like the hazmat suits and everything, like in the pools and stuff. But it's like,
oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I did see those. That was like in January those came out. It was like summer is going to be looking like this. And now it's like, this is already infringing. Didn't you say the Justin Bieber tour is canceled? A lot of artists are canceling their tours.
Yes, I got mine refunded. I was like, why did I just get refunded money? That was for Justin Bieber's concert, end of July.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm hoping things will be better by end of July, but I think he's probably just like, let's just pause. Like,
yeah,
which I get.
It's impossible to plan for what that is going to look like. I mean, selfishly, once again, I'm looking like I'm going to move around that in June. I'm like,
are
we still going to be dealing with this in June? Gosh, I hope not. Like I pray for that we won't, because
I, you know, and I'm scared to say anything because obviously I'm not a professional literally at all. No one really knows what's going to happen.
No one knows. Yeah.
But like, I mean, you look at China, you look at Italy, none of those countries were really prepared for it. So they didn't shut down everything before it got bad. It got bad and then they shut down things. Whereas the U.S., there's not a crazy amount of cases and they're literally shutting down, it feels like, everything. So I can't help but think that'll really, really, really help.
Yeah, definitely. And
I think they're just trying to not become like a country that is just infested with it, which is good. Mm-hmm.
And I think we are doing a good job of everybody actually like realizing that this is like a problem versus, you know, in the beginning it was kind of like a, oh, is it really that bad? Like, I'm going to keep living my life. I even said it like 2 weeks ago. I was saying it. I was like, I'm going to keep living my life. Like, no one can stop me. And then all of a sudden, like, it gets serious and you're like, never mind. Like, not happening. Yeah. I'm going to take this thing seriously.
Wow. Ryan just sent me a link. Athens, where UGA is, Athens Clark County will impose a 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and limit public gatherings of 50 or more people to slow down the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Wow.
When does this start? Wow.
Yeah. A lot
I mean, that's good because people are being like, yeah, let's still party. And I'm like, no.
Stay away. So, yeah.
Wow. But I heard they did this in Miami.
Yeah, they're doing that in a lot of northern states too. Like I said, I feel like it's slowly like trickling down there to you guys in the south. But I know New York, I think New York is number one in cases right now. Pretty positive. I think we topped Washington. So,
I mean, that would make so much sense.
Yeah, with the city and everything.
So international. Florida's kind of chilling right now. I can't lie. It's very relaxed. I mean, there's a couple cases, but everyone's kind of in good spirits. I think just because it's sunny and happy and like even if you go out front, it's like really nice. But I think even in the next few days, it's going to be like even more serious.
Mm-hmm. I can't, wow, even, that's I can't crazy. Even imagine what we're going to picture. I know this world that we're living in. So please let us know, you guys, what type of content and things like that you do want to be seeing from us. And, you know, if you're like, hey guys, like, don't talk about it anymore. Like, shut up. Like, let us know because we won't. We don't want to make it like this huge panic thing, but I think it is important to be socially aware. And obviously, you would have to be actually living in a basement if you didn't know any of this was going on, but you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this episode we definitely wanted to do and talk about in the coming weeks. We don't think we'll be as intense. We're going to try and just make it more lighter episodes. Like next week, we have lots of time to brainstorm. We're coming up with ways to kind of keep you guys inspired, keep you guys positive, keep happy. We're going to get really creative. So again, if you guys have suggestions, like obviously, please let us know.
And what you guys are doing to, you know,
spread, share your ideas,
what you're doing just in life in general, where you guys live. I feel like we have a lot of people who are actually not even just in our country. So it's interesting to hear, like, I see people in the Facebook group that are like, I live in Italy and this is what it's like here. It's crazy mm-hmm. that it can connect us all from all these different places.
Yeah. And something kind of lighter. My dad, he's gotten really creative. With like, you know, ways of texting my family of how to stay sanitary or whatever. And I really appreciate it. So he was like, Danielle, you know how you guys say like hashtag don't text or, you know, don't text.
Oh my gosh. I love it. What is it?
He goes, don't touch face.
Oh shit. I'm so bad at it.
I've gotten really, really good at it. Like I'll use like my elbow or something or whatever. I mean, I try not to, but that is like, I mean, I feel like it's good to just say like, obviously everyone's saying wash your hands, 20 seconds, whatever. But also, like, even walking around your room, like, you just shouldn't be touching your face, especially, like, your mouth and your nose and your eyes. So, like, when you touch things, like, if you go out in public and you're going to CVS or whatever, you know, the few places we can go right now are, don't touch your face. You know, like, that helps the spreading. Because if you touch something with the germ on it, but then you use hand sanitizer, you wash your hands, you know, before you touch your face again, I have to believe that that is going to be really, really helpful. So just be super conscious of that. And I think that's also why our skin's really good because we're all trying not to touch our face as much.
Ooh, big one. Yeah, you don't realize, like, I saw the memes about, like, trying not to touch your face and you, like, go all around it and you're like, because you don't realize how much you rest your face on your hand even. If you're a student or whatever, I remember in high school that was, like, my go-to pose, like, resting on, like, my wrist or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I think everyone's just way more aware. This has really changed everything. I feel like there were so many people in the world who just didn't wash their hands before, which is quite scary. But also just the concept of germ spreading was not taken seriously, and now it's like we're all like enlightened to it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not calling any names out, but I have some very good friends who were never hand washers. Like, they'd always just like leave the bathroom and not wash their hands.
That's disgusting. I'm calling that. That is disgusting. I'm sorry.
I know. And I was talking to that person. They were like, yeah, I've definitely been washing my hands now. I'm like, yeah, you better be.
And 20 seconds is a long time. I will admit sometimes I don't do the full 20 seconds. And I'm like, ugh. But it's like, unless your hands should be chapped right now. Like, they should be dry.
Everyone sent pictures of your hands. Actually, don't. I don't want to see those photos.
I don't want to see them. But we keep lotion. We do keep lotion next to our sink in our kitchen. Like, we have, like, the antibacterial soap. And then we have, like, a lotion if your hands are really dry. Ooh. So you can, like, rub it on there.
I know. I was like, good thing I have like a natural tan right now, because like if you had fake tan on, your hands would be so much like whiter than the rest of your body. I know.
But this is also like, we're getting real personal, but this is so great. Like, you don't have to self tan. You don't have to shave. There are many pros to like, unless you're like, I know you have to go out, well, you're going outside and like on a beach and stuff. But like, I am in full winter mode. Like,
I know, like, I'm not even going to the beach, I'm just laying out my backyard, but I do still have family members, so yeah, like, I don't want them to see my hairy legs. Like,
no, I get it. It's all teach their own. And then some people are like still getting dressed up like they're going to work, because you have to like mentally trick yourself that you are, which I get that too. So it's teach their own and what works for you. But maybe I should start doing that, because I like I just said, I've been really unmotivated, so maybe I should start getting ready.
I think, Brooke, we're gonna have to have daily FaceTimes and chat, because I need some entertainment and you're entertaining.
Oh, thank you. When you're tanning outside, you could just give me a ring. And
I've been doing that. Brooke and I, we have been talking so much. I'll just be like, I just want to talk. Like, literally yesterday, or was it you I did this to?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I called you and I was just like, hey, like, talk to me, I'm bored. I literally answered the phone. I go, talk to me, I'm bored.
It was.
I'll, like, do that
most
more.
Definitely. I love it, though. I do love the casual FaceTimes, especially, like we said, like, in this time of isolation, whatever you want to call it. It's... check in on your friends even more than ever. Check in on your elders. I feel so bad for people who can't see their grandparents or whatever. So check in on them. Give them a ring. I text my grandma every day.
Yeah, sure, same.
Okay. Yeah.
This is so weird too. I don't know if anyone else can agree with this, and maybe people feel complete. Okay. I can't lie. Like, I'm guilty of this sometimes. Like, I feel like everyone is. Like, if you're just like laying down and you're like really not in the mood to talk and someone calls you, you just like let it ring sometimes, because you're just like,
yeah, yeah. Answer.
It's so weird. The last few days or whatever, I have been answering every call. I've been wanting to talk to people on the phone more. Like, I've been talking on the phone so much, and it's weird, but I love it.
I saw that. It was like day 4 in quarantine. I'm answering spam calls. Another meme. I'm just on Instagram. Wait, I see
that's
all the memes.
So funny. That's really, really funny.
I know.
Yeah, true. It's weird. I like don't hesitate. I just answer. I'm like, what is it? What's up? Like, I don't know, because there could be things going on right now. Like, yeah, it's just weird.
It's freaky. It's definitely freaky. So drink your water, drink your vitamin C. I've been taking vitamin C every day. I don't know if that really helps, but I'd trick myself into believing that it does.
I really can't lie. Like, I think I'm going to get really bored at home and make a quarantini. Ooh. Have you seen the video? It looks really good. You like rim the martini glass with vitamin C powder. So it's like sugar rimmed or whatever. And then do vodka and orange juice.
It sounds yummy to me. Emergency, right? Emergency. Yeah, let me know how that goes. Yeah. I'm definitely,
I don't know,
I'm interested to hear
boosting your immune system. I probably won't, actually. That's the thing. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I have martini glasses at, you know, in Athens, and I'm like,
bring them home.
It's so hard. Well, it's bring her home. Brooke and I were making so many jokes when she was like deciding whether or not to like go home. It's like, bring her home. Let her go
my
home.
My family calls it that. Bring her home. I can't do it as good as you.
I was so dying. Barf. And I mean, not to mention the fact, so Maddie and Peter are just not even together at all that whole season for nothing.
It was a waste of a season again, just like Hannah Brown season. Another waste.
I don't know, though. Hannah Brown was seen with Tyler, and I'm kind of a little here for it. Like, I'm not really here for it, but it's kind of cute that she, like, went and saw him after his mom passed away and stuff.
I'm here for it, but you know who I'm more here for? Hannah Ann. A full 180.
I am a big fan right now of her.
Right? I don't know how to explain it. Just a newfound confidence. I see her Instagram stories. I'm like, wow, you're actually like a cool girl. Not that I didn't
like
think
a boss babe. Yeah.
Yeah. She's really come into herself.
She was quiet,
I think, this
before.
Season like took her out of her shell, and she became the full confident version of herself, which I'm here for. And just the way she spoke up for herself. We didn't even talk about Bachelor, but that's so old news now. Gosh, I remember when The Bachelor was on.
I know. I was like thinking, I was like, I'm glad like they still were able to do like after the final rose and stuff.
Yeah, they squeezed that in right at the end there, right before everything happened.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad like they were able to sit in the same room, and I don't know, maybe it would have been better if they didn't, because then Barb wouldn't have like been in there to interject on everything. That whole thing was weird. But I will say, like, I don't know.
So
whatever, that's over. So
also, if you're looking for another good show to binge, if you haven't watched Love is Blind, highly recommend. I know, Danielle, you didn't watch it, right? You didn't start it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I watched 4 episodes.
Oh, are you liking
or it? Or whatever. I've got, like, I haven't gotten to any of the parts where they, like, do more than just, like, the dating and the engaging. Like, I've seen, like, a couple engagements, but I haven't seen them, like, no. I have lots of TV to watch. I've been kind of, like, all over the place in the sense of, like, mentally and, like, trying to figure out what now I'm starting to settle in, so I'll watch stuff now.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. Well, I think that we did enough little chatty banter, but like we have plenty of announcements for you guys. Merch, check it out again. So sorry for the ATL live show. Support your local businesses. And
seriously, I love the takeout idea. I mean, as much as we can, like, I don't know. I feel like takeout might not be an option forever for right now. I don't really
know. I just feel so bad for these local restaurants and stuff that are like, I don't know. I just like I don't know how long we're gonna be in this, and it really makes me nervous for them. And like, ugh.
Oh, I mean, I'm thinking about, I'm like so thankful that our jobs are what they are. Like, I have some friends that now they have paid vacations, but like, I mean, that's not forever. Or friends that work at, you know, clothing store. I mean, it's just, it's a weird time. So love up on your friends right now, everyone. Like, we love you guys. Big hugs, but we're not going to actually touch because that's not good. So air hugs to you all.
Love you guys. And stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. We'll talk to you all.
Hashtag don't touch face. And we will talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.